You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're going to move to the national sports scene and talk about the future of pro football in the country. Now, we have the AFL, the Alliance Football League, starting up tomorrow. But it wasn't that long ago that Vince McMahon made the announcement that he would be bringing back the XFL. We have eight teams, and yesterday it was announced that Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma head coach who won a national championship with the Sooners, would be leading the team based out of Dallas. He's going to be the head coach and the general manager. So things are starting to take shape in the XFL. The first commissioner and also the CEO of the XFL, that's Oliver Luck, played in the NFL for the Houston Oilers from 1982 to 1986. He's also the father of current NFL quarterback Andrew Luck, and he just so happens to be joining us on the phone right now to talk about the XFL. Oliver, it's a pleasure to get you on today. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Right now, we are going to talk about the XFL, you being the first commissioner of the new XFL. I mean, talk to me a little bit about that, Oliver, and what that means to you, and what are some of the things that you have tried to accomplish at a very early stage now that we're still a year away from kickoff?
Sure. So the XFL, of course, is the relaunch of the league back in 2001, which quite honestly, didn't cover itself in glory. And Vince McMahon, the chairman CEO of WWE, is the owner and operator of this league. He's putting up significant financial capital to launch this league. And as you mentioned, we launch in the spring of 2020. We've got eight franchises. We've announced the locations. It'll be Seattle, L.A., Houston, Dallas, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., and New York City. We started yesterday here in Dallas with the announcements of our head coaches. Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma head coach, winner of a national championship, will be the head coach here in Dallas, and we're going to, over the next couple of months, roll out the other head coach announcements. We will soon announce our broadcast deal. Obviously, television coverage is important to a sports league, and we'll have an absolutely awesome package in terms of exposure on both over-the-air terrestrial television as well as cable television brands that people know and love, quite honestly. And really, at the end of the day, this is about building a professional football league in the spring that plays an up-tempo, fast-paced game that is fun, exciting to watch, fewer breaks, fewer disruptions. Football is being played right now at the National Football League and at the college level, I think at the highest level ever. But when you ask people, what they dislike about the game, there's not much they dislike. I mean, they love the game. 100 million people watch the Super Bowl. But what they dislike, is the length of the game, the duration, the fact that there are lots of breaks and stoppages, a lot of idle time or dead time, one would say. So this is an effort to modify the game. But I think when people watch this game, they'll see it's very familiar. It's 11-on-11, same dimensions on the field, four downs. So those are all things that we plan on innovating and changing and offering what we think is going to be a really good product. We're very excited about it. And I certainly, as the commissioner, CEO of the league, someone who really loves the game, cares about the game, it's been fun for me to work with Vince on building this league and really, from scratch. I feel like every day I go to work, I have a piece of clay in front of me and I can mold that clay. That's been fun.
We've had several former players. We go back almost two decades, right, to the first time we saw the XFL, and I've had former players on this show, and every one of them has said the same thing. It could have worked. It should have worked, and a lot of them have their own reasons as to why it didn't work. Why should we, as spectators, fans, and media, why should we expect it'll be different this go-around, and what are some of the things that you guys have learned from going back to the first stint?
Well, I think we learned a little bit from the first go-around, which was, 18 years ago, and that is that you've got to focus on what really matters, and what really matters is good quality football. The XFL, I think, was marketed extraordinarily well back in 2001, but the quality of the game wasn't good. And listen, Americans know football. We know good football from bad football, and quite honestly, the league quality was not anywhere near good enough. So back in 2001. So I think we've learned from that, right? So we're going to spend the vast majority of our time, you know, putting together coaching staffs with guys like Bob Stoops. You know, Bob Stoops knows how to coach football. I think everybody would tell you that Bob Stoops' teams played good quality football, and we'll have other coaches, you know, at that same level. So I think that's one, you know, one lesson we learned. We learned that you need time to build a league, right? You can't, you know, cut corners and take shortcuts. And because if you do, then ultimately you're going to, you know, have a sloppy product. So I think that's something you certainly learned. But we also learned that it's important to listen to fans, right? It's important to understand what the fan wants. And as we build our league, you know, we're going to try to give the fans access to places, things that they maybe don't get access to, you know, in the National Football League or in major college football. You know, what does the head coach really say in that pregame talk? Well, maybe we can get a camera in there and a microphone, and I actually listen to what, you know, what that pregame talk consists of. What really gets said in the huddle? You know, I'm an old quarterback, and people often ask me who haven't played football, hey, what do you talk about in the huddle? What does the play sound like? And if you call a play in the huddle and somebody doesn't like it, do they speak up and say, no, let's not do that. Let's do something else. So we may, you know, be able to, on a limited basis, of course, you know, provide access to what's said in the huddle. And we want to do all those things, right, without damaging in any way the integrity of the game. And I think that's maybe one of the other lessons we learned is that you cannot tamper with sort of the dignity of football. People don't want to see it diminished, you know, by gimmicks or things like that. You know, people don't mind innovation because innovation is a part of the American entrepreneurial free market system. But you have to do it, you know, with a strong underlying rationale. It has to be logical. People have to sort of accept it. And I think we learned that, you know, you can't do things that in any form or fashion, you know, damage the integrity of the game. Because people love football. It's a very important part of the American fabric.
Again, we're being joined right now by Oliver Luck, CEO and Commissioner of the XFL, which will kick off in 2020. Oliver, you've mentioned Bob Stoops, and that's obviously a very important step. I mean, to get a well-recognized coach on the sidelines. But I think I'm a little bit more interested in the idea that this could potentially turn the college model upside down. And speaking of kids who are not necessarily NFL draft eligible, and I believe there's been a lot of talk that you guys may potentially be able to target some of these kids that aren't eligible for the NFL draft and are playing college football right now. Maybe a possibility, I'm not going to mention any players' names, but a possibility of a kid leaving college, playing 1 or 2 years in the XFL, and then going to the NFL draft. That's a possibility.
Yes, it is. So, you know, I'm sure your listeners will understand that the NFL's eligibility requirement, right, in order to be eligible for the NFL draft, you have to be 3 years out of high school. You don't have to have played 3 years of college football, but that's pretty much what everybody does, right? But that's the NFL's eligibility rule that is contained or baked into the collective bargaining agreement between the National Football League Players Association, the union, and management. We're not subject to that. No other league is subject to that. That's just a, you know, an agreement between the NFL and its players. So, and we have the possibility of signing a player out of high school if he's ready physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, to play against professional athletes, or to sign a player, you know, who's played a year of college football, or perhaps even 2 years of college football. That's entirely, you know, legally possible, and not just possible, but I think ultimately that we will do that. How many of those types of players will we have in our league? Very difficult to say. I want to get our 8 coaches together, you know, guys like Bob Stoops, all of whom will have, you know, a significant exposure to college football and a very good understanding of college football, you know, to decide how we should approach, you know, the issue of underclassmen, if you will, you know, and the XFL draft. But it's entirely possible that we will do that. Listen, I worked at the NCAA for a number of years. I was an athletic director at my alma mater, West Virginia University. I'm a big
fan of college athletics, and I think college football is an awesome institution in this country. But, you know, there are players who are not academically eligible for college. In other words, they might flunk out. There are players who may transfer and don't want to sit out a year. There are players, right, who, quite honestly, might just need to make some money. You know, I mean, there's 10,000, around about 10,000 Division I men's football players, and, you know, almost every one of those young men, you know, has a little bit of a different story. So we'll have to make some, you know, significant policy decisions once we have all of our coaches together. But ultimately, I think if a guy is mentally, physically, and emotionally ready to play professional football, to play against grown men, then I think we would not hesitate in signing that individual.
Oliver Luck, it is a pleasure to get you on the show. I know we got to wrap things up. Before I let you go, between now and 2020, what's the most fun aspect of your job that you're trying to develop? I like the analogy. You said you feel like you have a piece of clay that sits at your desk and you can kind of mold things. So between now and then, for you personally, what's the most entertaining aspect of this job that you as you continue to prepare to get ready for 2020?
Yeah, so I would say the funnest part of my job is literally hiring people, right? I'm a big believer in the free enterprise system. I'm a big believer in, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit that I think is one of the, you know, most important characteristics we have in this country. And ultimately, you know, we're trying to build something, and we'll have probably somewhere around, I don't know, 850, 900 employees working for the XFL. That's including players and coaches and athletic trainers and equipment managers, but also, you know, folks on the executive side, right, on the business side, who are selling tickets or selling local sponsorships or doing social media or whatever it is, right? So, you know, I think it's very satisfying for me and, you know, for many others to be able to hire people and provide jobs. And for all these folks, it's something they really love doing. I mean, players love to play football. That's what they do. You know, when their bodies are young and they're able to, you know, to deal with the stress, coaches love to coach. So I think for me, the funnest part, you know, as we begin to ramp up, is the ability to go out and hire people and provide wages to people and get many folks sort of, you know, in a place where they can, you know, begin to pursue the great American dream.
Oliver Luck, it was a pleasure to talk with you today about the future of the XFL. I definitely appreciate the time, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Again, Oliver Luck, CEO and commissioner of the XFL. It'll kick off in 2020. It's its second go-around. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be interesting. Eight teams have been listed. One of them is St. Louis. To me, that's interesting because St. Louis, they lost pro football just a few seasons back. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.